How are you doing this evening, WSIE 375 Bimsha?
How about you?
Glad to hear it. I'm doing good. You're coming through a touch choppy this evening. How do I sound?
Really? I thought I was coming through A-okay. There's a sort of interference with all the other devices.
Sorry, I only caught about 50% of your last. Did you say that I sounded okay because you're pretty choppy today? Okay. You're a touch choppy, but at least I can tell what you're saying. Have yourself a great evening. WSIE 375 Matt Clear. WSIE 375, radio check, please.
375, your radio is working, 696 and I-75 coming through the McComb repeater. WSPH 380.
Thank you, sir, for the radio check. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You have a fine evening, or morning, I suppose. WSTA-380, monitoring.
You have a good evening as well, sir. WSIE-375, clear. WSHM 738. You copy? This is WRWB 49. WSHM 738, Yalta, this is WRWB 49. No, negative copy on WSHM 738. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by. Station that just queued up out there, you're not connected to the system. So you're going to have to program your radio to one of the repeaters that are linked.
WSFF 330, monitoring mobile.
Morning time out there from WRWB 49. Morning time out there from WRWB 49.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Yeah, morning time out there, Bob. You got WRWB 49 down here in Clinton Township.
Morning, sir. Sound like we had a little induction going on there earlier. Shaping up to be a great day here. We're currently 56 and we're looking at a high of about 74 today up here, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, there's a lot of ducking going on. I was over on a different repeater and I was talking to somebody in Monroe, Michigan. Roger.
Roger that. Well, enjoy your day there. Be safe down here. Always a pleasure to have you here. You take care. WRCP544, clear out your final, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
Here's another repeater. WIZX 218, monitoring frequency.
WSHR 5650 on the air monitoring.
Good morning from WRWB 49.
Good morning.
Looks like we're supposed to be getting clear skies today. High of what, 70, they said?
Yeah, something like that. I'm closing my pool today.
Roger that. Yeah, I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow because I got a swap meet to go to.
Yeah, copy that.
More tropo coming in. We've been getting a lot of tropospheric ducting coming in this morning on this one and the other one.
Yeah, copy that. I heard a couple people from Ohio talking on here this morning, too.
Yeah, I was talking to a gentleman on the Troy repeater, and he was coming in from, like, the Ohio Michigan border.
Yeah, copy. It seems like you hear them early, like in the morning, like early morning or around this time you hear them.
Because of the temperature changes, that's when it's most active.
Yeah, fall is coming too, so once all the leaves go off the tree too, it'll probably be a lot better too.
Yeah, it all has to do with, you know, the changing of the temperature and the, between.
Yeah, copy that.
Up on a hill here, just up by.
We got somebody, trying to get in there. We got maybe about a third of that.
WIZX 218.
Go ahead.
WIZX 518.
Hey, Jack, you copy me?
Clear, copy. Roger.
Well, Roger that. Hey, that ducking lit up this morning. Detroit's down. I'm talking to you on Mount Clemens there, Roger, 40 miles away.
It wasn't down yesterday. For a while, it was unlinked. It wasn't down. It was not. It was just unlinked for a duration of time because of the tomfoolery that's been going on.
Still off this morning.
Yeah, I gotta go somewhere this morning. I gotta go take care of some things and come back.
Yeah, copy that, Jack. Yeah, I'm gonna get this two more going here today. Change oil in and all that stuff.
I got a landline, so I'll let you go. We'll talk later. WIZX
48. Copy that, John. I'll talk to you later. WIZX 218. Willow Run Airport.
Not bad for Willow Run. That's a pretty far job.
Yeah, the bad news is happening this morning.
I was going to ask you a question there, Kevin. Are you still talk to Lieutenant, Kevin Cannell?
No, I haven't seen him in ages.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it's a small world that we both know the same guy. You know, he's probably about maybe a year younger than me, or maybe about the same age.
Yeah, copy that.
Mom, you know, got him involved because, you know, the fact that he liked listening to the police scanner that he had. And he had one of those old Radio Shack realistic, like Pro 2020, something simple. And, you know, he was fascinated by it. And then his mom, I guess, used to take him up there, you know, to the fire station there at 21 and Romeo Plain, like, every weekend.
Yeah, I remember him being up there when I was up there all the time, yep.
Was this true, Troy Fire Department is all volunteer-based? They don't have anybody that's full-time on staff?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think during the day they might have, like, fire inspectors that are around, but other than that, I really don't know.
I read an article somewhere where they were saying that the city of Troy is all volunteer based. And I'm like, well, how does that work? I mean, there's such a large city.
Yeah, copy that. They must have a lot of guys. I don't know. I was wondering the same thing.
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of weird and bizarre. Well, I live in Clinton Township. You know, we have an abundance, you know, on staff at each house.
Yeah, copy that. We're hiring six more full-time guys.
Yeah, I think we're hiring more too. We just had a notice that got passed. Well, a renewal, even though it's going to be generating more money. It got passed here in August.
I copy that.
WREZ 935 mobile.
IUU 850 WIUT 88 copy. Station 922 WIUG 48 copy. WRCX 218 WIUG 48 copy. Thank you.
Node 7-1-0 connected to Node 7-0-0.
WSGH-922, monitoring.
Station 922, WIUG 48, copy.
I think he's trying out that Flint repeater again, WICP 544.
Well, how you doing, Bob? WIUG 48.
Pretty good. Good day, actually. Just got done finishing harvesting everything out of the garden and turned over for winter, Roger.
Roger, it's a nice day outside anyhow. I was outside for a little bit, the driving around for a little bit, and I just came home. So I got to get me something to eat, Roger.
Do that on a nice day. 73 currently. Next 10 days here looks to be beautiful, so looking forward to it and finishing up everything before old man winter. Roger.
Roger that, Bob. Over here is 77 already. I don't know. They say it's going to be 79. So it's 77 already.
That. We'll take this Indian summer for as long as Mother Nature will give it to us.
You're right, Bob. Yeah, take advantage of that. Do what you gotta do out there. I was out there about 4 hours yesterday working on the snowblowers, get them all ready, and halfway is done. The other half is not done yet, so I still gotta go out there and do it.
Roger that. I knocked that out last week. Got everything out that's powered up and put in the fuel stabilizer for the winter and fired up the generator, let it run, and did the same thing with the snowblower. Fired it up and let it run. So everything's ready to go for the winter.
Well, that's good, Bob. All right, Bob. Good talking to you. WIUG48.
Always a pleasure, Dak. We'll do it again. Take care. Have a safe day. WRZP 544.
WRCX 218. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear.
WRK 359. WRG 488. Jack, Bob up there. How are you guys doing today?
Well, Robert, you've been doing good. How about you?
I got the windows open. I turned the air conditioning off. I'm playing around with the radio. Other than that, I'm doing just fine. I'm just enjoying the weather before the snow flies, therefore.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
I went for a ride a little bit today, this morning for a half an hour. I came home and I'm hungry right now, so I gotta get me something to eat. Hi, Robert. Good talking to you out there. WIUG 48.
You guys are WIUG 488. WRFK 359. We'll be on the side with them. There's nobody. Quiet out there. We're on a side monitoring.
Calling, you're hitting the repeater, however, you have no modulation. WRZP 544.
WRZZ 544, WSU 202, how are you doing, Bob?
Good afternoon, 202. Any better, it'd probably be illegal. How about yourself?
Got paid today and don't have to work. How about that, man? It's a great day. Nice and sunny and warm down here.
That would make for a great day. Yeah, 73 here, clear skies, and the next 10 days promising just to be that nice up here as well. So all systems go here, brother.
All right, Bob, I just thought I heard you out there, so I thought I'd chime in and say good afternoon to you. WSEG 202, Scott on this end in Roseville, where they have a good day there, Bob.
Scott, enjoy the rest of your day, and don't spend it all in one place. Take care now. WRZT 544.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSTI 432 mobile and monitoring.
WSGG 772 Shelby Township mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon. afternoon from WRWB 49.
Good afternoon, WRWB, WS, GG 772.
It's forward. Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo, 489. I know I kind of say it kind of fast.
Whiskey Sahara, Golf Golf, 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
Oh, I see they caught that perpetrator. You know, they killed Charlie Kirk, you know, what a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame. That horror of seeing the video just goes through my head, and it just, I can't believe it myself.
I was telling a friend yesterday, you know, as much as I dislike Bill Maher and, you know, a few of the other left-wing pundits, you know, I'm not going to go out there and just cause, you know, hate and, you know, just cap somebody just because they said mean words.
Now, there's some sick, sick, evil people. It's a crazy world we're in right now. We just got to pray.
Pretty much. I mean, I couldn't believe it, you know. Someone that I care for, he says, do you know this guy named Charlie Kirk? I'm like, why? Well, what's up? I mean, he was going to an event in Utah. Well, he got capped. I'm like, what? No. Come on. And yeah, I, sure enough, I'm like, son of a gun.
Yeah, Mann State has capital or the death penalty. And my neighbor just moved out to Oregon.
Oregon, oh man, that's, good luck.
I told my neighbor before she left, what the hell is in Oregon? I says, you're moving into a state that's going through some real issues right now between Idaho and Oregon.
I talk about a bizarre state that is, you know, especially in Portland.
Yeah, my wife has a cousin that lives out there. He drives a car hauler. I haven't talked to him since my wife passed away 5 years ago, so don't know if they're still there or not.
I gotcha, but yeah, I would want to live there. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, it's pretty much becoming everywhere now. It's like, you know, and now they don't try to hide it. It's just, they just bring it out in the open.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, now I'm getting second thoughts. Should I really utilize my Second Amendment?
I know, it's becoming bizarre, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I got my CPL because of, you know, the old saying, better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So I just renewed that license, so.
I hear you, man. Yeah. But the way things are, especially where you live now, I see that, you know, the crime rate becoming more prevalent out that way.
Yeah, it's all around us. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you're in, but unless you move way up north, but it's not all that safe up there either.
My sister lives. She's tail end of the south side of Fagnasty, and she's on, you know, out in the countryside, and a lot of times it spills out in her area. She lives in like a rural area where there's like, you know, neighbors like a half mile apart.
I have a family that lives up in Iron Mountain, and They've had some issues just recently up in that area.
Like, you don't really hear much about the UP. I mean, you do, like, in, say, like, Marquette or, you know, or, Munising, you know, or Fort Hancock, you know, like, the major cities up there, but I haven't heard too much about Iron Mountain.
Yeah, they don't have much up there, but when it does, it's big news, but it can happen anywhere at any time.
There isn't much up there, that's for sure, you know, with the paper mill industry drying up and the paper in Georgia-Pacific pulling out, you know, and the mines closing down. There really isn't much except for college towns, that's it.
My niece and her husband and her husband's family, they're all in the medical field. They all work in the hospital up there in Iron Mountain.
Okay. Yeah, I go up there every year to Ontonagon, which is like 40 miles from the Wisconsin border.
My niece is like... probably about 5 minutes from the Wisconsin border there. They're actually Green Bay fans more than Lions because they're so close to the border.
All Ubers up there are Green Bay fans. They've been cheeseheads for a long time. You'll never see a Lions fan in UP. If you do, it's very seldom. But most of the stores and everything up there, they all sell Green Bay apparel.
They do. I'm not big on the NFL. I'm big into college football. I'm a U of M fan. That's where my niece went took her medical training is U of M.
If I watch college, you know, I'm kind of like the, I like the underdog, you know, like the Mid-America.
Yeah, I copy that. College football just seems to be more exciting to me and true than the NFL. To me, I think the NFL is all fixed.
But then again, look at U of M. They just got busted. You know, they got caught, you know, stealing signs and play calls.
Yeah, I copy that, but, yeah, I'm not big on state, but, you know, I root for them, too, even though I'm not a big state fan, but they're both Michigan teams, and I'm just more for the U of M than I am for state.
I don't know if you're into, like, college basketball, but during the NCAA, you know, tournament, when I filled out my bracket, you know, the one guy I was playing with, he's like in the same pool. He's like, why the hell would you take Oakland University? I'm like, well, they made the tournament. I said, you know, I mean, come on. They're like a no-name school to the rest of the, you know, United States. But I said, but, you know, in the metro area, I mean, they're pretty popular. And I'm like, that's like a success story right there, you know, in itself to get that far. That's why I like going for the underdogs. I mean, sure, they didn't make it far in the tournament, but you know, they went as far as they could.
Happy that, you know, it's like the NFL. It's like I get tired of seeing the same teams in the playoffs. It's like, really? I mean, come on, you know. It's time to change up, you know. I'm big on baseball, too. I love the Tigers. Always been a Tiger fan. Basketball, I love playing it. I played basketball when I was in junior high and high school, but I can't watch it because I love the game so much. I just go crazy watching it. I played hockey, too.
Basically, you're telling me you're like Dick Vitale. You love it so much that you can't announce games because you'll wet your pants.
Yeah, I copy that.
You're familiar with Dick Vitale, but he's the guy that, you know, used to be a coach for UDM and other, I think, other various teams in the NCAA, and he's a sports announcer and commentator.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the name, but I really don't, you know, follow the people, but yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, he's a very popular guy, you know. Like, during the NCAA tournament, you know, you won't see him announce games because, you know, he gets so wrapped up into himself, you know. It's like his enjoyment, you know. So, that's, yeah. Anyway, WRWB49 for identification.
Yeah, a while back when Sergei Fedorov played for the Wings, my buddy and I were at Tropicana restaurant on Gratiot, just south of 16 Mile. Late at night, we were in there, and sure enough, here comes Sergei Fedorov and Anna Konnikova into the restaurant, and they were, like, really low-key. They didn't want anybody to recognize them, but we did, and when we left, we kind of just walked by the table and said hello. It was pretty cool, but, yeah, that was a long time ago. WSGG 772 for identification.
If you drove by there now, you'd say, where's it at? Because they changed the name. It's called Alex's Diner now. But yeah, that's pretty neat and cool. I had an experience like that once, or a couple of times. You know, I was actually three times in my life. There was the first time was when I met Dr. Death at a NRA rally featuring Rush Limbaugh. And I was like 9 years old, and my dad, you know, took me. And it was pretty bizarre seeing, you know, Kevorkian at an NRA rally. But, you know, and the second time was when I was at a Kroger's in New Baltimore, and I heard this guy that was behind me yelling and getting all pissy. And I look around, I turn around, and here it is, you know, Richard Worshi, White Boy Rick. I'm like, holy cow, you know. And the third time was when I was with my wife here just a few months ago. We were celebrating our wedding anniversary. And here I'm...
Yeah, copy that. You know, when I was a kid, we lived in a condo at Fox Chase, kind of 16 in Grosbeck. And just so happened my neighbor next door was good friends with Jim Northrup. And he had a suite at the Palace, or at the Silverdome, I mean, at the Silverdome. And I went and watched a football game at the Palace, at the Superdome. Keeps me in the Palace, the Superdome. And I met his two daughters. Man, they were gorgeous, beautiful. And me and my eyes were glued on them. The rest of the game was funny, and his two daughters were tall, like him. But, yeah. That was a lot of fun. I'll never forget that.
Fox Chase is... Where's that at in Clinton Township? I forgot.
Grosbeck and 16 Mile.
That's like right there by Little Mac. Okay, I know exactly where it's at.
Now, that's where... I saw the movie Jaws when it came out 50 years ago. I just went to the theater about a week ago and watched Jaws 50-year anniversary. Seen again on the big screen. It was something.
When I was a kid, I remember that plaza. I know what you're talking about, Parkway Plaza. Just having the Great Scott, the bagel joint, the Aiko Hardware, the Perry Drugs, the movie rental place, and then where the movie theater was, that became a TJ Maxx.
Yeah, that bagel, that was the Detroit Bagel Factory. They had the best
bagels. Oh, man. I was loving it. I'd go up there like every other day and gave me double salty bagels. They were so good.
Remember that. And then, then they moved next to where Blackbeard Power Sports is now. They were over there for a while, and that I think they were where Blackbeard is now, or where Fat Brad's is. Anyway, then they moved out of that plaza. But they're gone now. But yeah, they had some of the best bagels.
Yeah, they did, and it was too bad. I don't know whatever happened to them. I heard they're still around, but I think they're under a different name. But, that was one of my favorite places when I lived in Fox Chase. I always hit the Detroit Bagel Factory.
I copy that. Yeah, I still live in the area. I've never moved out, I originally grew up at Casa Grossbeck over there by the Moravian Hills Country Club.
You know where that's at. When I went, just before I went to high school, I would have went to Chippewa Valley. I ended up back in St. Clair Shores, and I graduated from Lakeview, class of 82.
Now, where I live, I had the privilege of going to, Mount Clemens. Well, it is what it is. I graduated.
Oh, yeah. Man, I tell you what, as soon as I got that diploma, I booked out of the house and got my own apartment. I couldn't wait to be on my own. The kids today, man, you got to kick them out of their house. They're still living in a house at 40 or 50 years old, still living at home with mom and dad.
True. Or they make this claim where, say some of their, some of these people, their parents live in those senior high-rises. They claim, oh, well, I'm here taking care of Ma. It's like, no, Ma's taking care of you. Don't give me that excuse. And there's been times where they had to kick out their, building management had to kick out, these loved ones' siblings, or either their siblings or their children, because, they're just couch surfing.
Yeah, copy that. There were a couple of times I got in a bind and I had to move back home, but it was maybe for like 2 years because I lost my job or something happened with the job and had to go back and then as soon as I was able, I moved back out again. But every time I moved home, I had to live by my parents' rules, and I didn't like the rules.
Well, sure, it's just respect, Yeah, I knew guys that were in there that never left the nest. And when their parents died, they just got the house. That happens a lot, too.
Work with a guy like that. He, the house he grew up in, and his parents died, he took the house, and the house was paid off, lived there all them years. He never got married. And he retired at a decent age where he can enjoy the rest of his life, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, that happened. Anyway. Well, I'm going to take a standby here and let this radio kind of cool down for a bit because this fan is working awfully hard on the back of this thing. So good talking to you, and this is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
Nice chatting with you, WRWB. I'm at the home base now, and
This is WSGG 772. I'm out and clear.
WSIH 305, and I'll be on monitoring.
Good afternoon, 305, Lori, WSBM 993.
Hey there, Chad, how's it going? How was your day?
Roger that, it's going. Beautiful day, though, I'll tell you that for sure. Nice out, beautiful. Hope your day is going well also there. Copy?
Hey, so I heard you went to the shelter last week. How was that for you and your daughter?
I hear that. Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't too bad, actually. It was pretty decent.
Did you get to pet any cute dogs?
There was a few there that I did, yep, for sure, absolutely.
I'll be there this Sunday if you want to pop out with your daughter again.
She won't be with me this weekend, but yeah, I'll have to see, maybe, possibly. You said Sunday, right?
Yes, Sunday I'll be there 9 to 2.
Sunday 9 to 2, copy.
Now, obviously, you don't have to stay that whole time, but for sure, pop in.
I'll do that one for sure, yeah. You'll definitely have to see. She might be able to do that.
Okay, cool. So, what else you been doing today? You got any plans for the rest of the evening?
No, I'm just pretty bored and, you know, bored and that's about it, really.
Yeah, I'm kind of bored, too.
Yep, copy that for sure. But, yeah, I heard you in there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello real quick. You enjoy your day and evening, and we'll probably talk again soon. How's that dog doing? Hospice dog there.
He wasn't doing so good, so I actually took him into the shelter Thursday. His freehold was up, so they ended up putting him down. He was in a lot of pain the night I had him, and he was real restless, and I just couldn't stand seeing him like that, poor guy. And then he threw up the next morning, so he didn't need to be suffering anymore.
Yeah, copy for sure. Well, sorry to hear that. Yeah, all right, Lori, sounds good. We'll be in touch then or whatever, and maybe we'll see you Sunday then. You take care for now. WSBM 993 will be back monitoring.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you too, Chad, and I'm clear and monitoring.
WSSD 902. From WSSD 793, you're around, Frank.
793, WIZP 544.
Well, I'm going to throw no contact on station 902. Hello, Bob. 544. Good evening. Time for you, sir. How are you?
Systems go. How about yourself?
Just here, doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and enjoying, enjoying the day. Not too hot or anything. Just nothing, just boring stuff there, but just...
How'd you that? Finished harvesting what I could out of the gardens and finished getting it ready and turned it under for winter time. So just came in here to catch me some early dinner, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I've been on the Detroit repeater all day, didn't know they had it shut down. Well, I was wondering why I wasn't hearing no traffic. Well, you know, most of the day I come in here, sit down and do what I'm doing, and I'm thinking, man, it's dead out there. And then I figure, well, and then I remember last time that happened that the repeater was shut off. I keyed up, and yeah, sure enough, damn repeater shut off. That's why I wasn't hearing nobody, so I snuck up here to Macomb there, Roger.
Roger that. Kurt was on the, he had to go over to the Maybell repeater. The Flint repeater. It'll transmit, but it won't receive there. So he's going to reprogram there to the Mayfield repeater, and he should be back on sometime this evening as well.
Hey, Roger that. All right, Bob. I'm going to go get up here and do a thing for Chow and, I don't know, continue on the rest of my day here, whatever it is I'm going to do, who knows. It all comes in, it's all spurious, or whatever that word I'm looking for. But anyways, great talking to you, man. Always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. And you sound really good. And everything's working out. Everything's going great for you. And got yourself a good yield out of that garden from what you're sounding like. So, but anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit. And you have yourself a good rest of the day, my friend. You and the family over there. WSRZ 793. And I'll clear up yours.
Always a pleasure to hear you on the net there, Dave. You take care, and whatever you get up to, don't name it after me, brother. You be safe. WRCP 544, Claire, monitoring.
Roger, Roger, 73.
Alpha Fisker 327, Ron, Fort Clinton, Ohio, calling in for radio 7.
Cleveland, Ohio, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, tip of the Mitt, Michigan, that'd be Lima Charlie.
Hey, thanks a lot for the contact there, Chevrolet. Hey, boy, you're up there a little high. I'm down a little low. I'm surprised. John, good. Just picked it back on up and, goofing around with an old Ed Fong antenna that I had. And, seeing where I can get out to.
Doing what you're doing there. Yeah, I often visit Perrysburg down there, my better half has family, so I pretty sure know where you're at there, Roger.
Understood there, Chablagan. Hey, good to hear from you. How am I coming in up there, brother?
I have you laying with Charlie with very little popcorn and static in the background.
Hey, that's really wonderful. Like I said, just checking out the numbers on this antenna, trying to tweak her out to get her right, but I just guess, looks like we're hitting out. I'm hitting out about 60 miles. I'm from Cleveland original, and we got a repeater there that I'm going to hit also.
Roger that. We'll say good evening to you. Keep doing what you're doing. You seem to have it nailed down there. So, good to hear you up north there. So best to you and yours. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear on your final, sir.
Hey, thank you, Bobby. And get after them black bear up there. All right. WSAD 227, Ron Portman.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WRZN 493, seeing if I can hit the repeater from Sylvan Lake.
Wow, you're making it into the repeater. This is WSBW 226. Where did you say you're located?
Hey, 226, I'm out at Sylvan Lake right now. I was getting seemingly absorbed by the trees in the area, but made it to Orchard Lake and Telegraph, and sounds like I'm getting through just fine.
Okay, I'm up here in Millington, and I'm on the Millington repeater, so you're doing just fine. I haven't heard any traffic on the system all afternoon. I thought maybe something happened to the linking.
Yeah, it seemed like it was pretty quiet. I mean, I heard a little bit of popping, but nothing was really making it through to my station, so glad to see that I'm back on the air.
Yeah, you're loud and clear, no problems at all, so I'm going to sign with you here because I'm just pulling into my driveway. This is WSBW 226.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. WRZN 493, clear and monitoring.
This is 493, WRZN, copy?
I copy. How you doing, sir?
Oh, very good. How about you? And where you at exactly?
Very good. Made my way over to, I believe it's Bloomfield now, looking at Square Lake and Telegraph.
Now you're on a Detroit repeater, because I'm on Mount Clemens and I'm over here in Rochester.
I think I'm into the Mount Clemens one. I believe it's 462-675.
Okay, so you're on the Mount Clemens repeater. Are you sounding good? Roger.
Happy that, thank you. Yeah, I pushed it up to high power, and I've got the Midland A26 antenna, I believe, going right now, so it's doing pretty well, I'd say.
Oh, that's good, but they, I don't know, you want to go on a different power, medium power?
Yeah, let me bring it down a little bit, let's see. WIUGU, copy.
That sounds good, too. Because those repeaters really, you don't need to be on the high power. Medium is, you'll do the job. And I always talk to people on medium, to even Ohio.
Very good to hear. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm normally about a good 45 minutes, hour west of the repeater that the Mount Clemens one, so normally having to push it pretty hard.
That's up to you. You want to put on higher, I'll say medium. That's the best thing to do.
Yes, I agree. Better to run it a little bit lower than burn it out too quick, in my opinion.
Sometimes when you talk a lot on high power, the radio gets a little bit warm. I don't know if Midland does that or not.
Radio is actually a VTech, Baofeng Tech radio, but it does have a fan that's mounted on the side, so when it does warm up, it kicks on automatically.
Well, that's good. Then it's your choice anyhow. All right, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48 Rochester.
You have a great day as well, sir. WRZN 493, clear monitoring.
WRZX 218, copy.
Go ahead, 218. What's happening? I shouted earlier for you. You weren't out there.
Roger that. I was in my car with no radio. I had to go downtown Detroit. We're up to Roseville, for Christ's sake. I'm way over here. I just got home about a half hour ago and I had to get some parts there. Roger.
I bet you any money that was a long drive. 45 minutes.
You aren't lying. I didn't keep that traffic. I haven't traveled that kind of mess in a long time. Be a long time before I do it again, too. But, beautiful day, yeah.
It is a beautiful day. I'm over here at the garage working, trying to eliminate some of that junk we got here. Roger.
Copy that. Boy, I'm telling you, this morning I was hitting Mount Clemens repeater like it was Detroit. Roger.
Hard to believe. That's your first time. I just heard it a few minutes ago. There was a gentleman out of Ohio a few minutes ago.
Copy that. Yeah, first time that clear and, very good signal. I've hit it before, kind of scratchy in that, but, I was on high power also.
Yeah. Those repeaters out there, really, they're good repeaters, and you know what, on a high power, I mean, no big deal, but, I always go on the low, medium power instead of high power, because those repeaters are only 50 watt repeater, and they are all good repeaters around.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I just automatically have the Mount Clemens programmed in here. I got it on high power for 675, so that's why I didn't even think to try and drop it down and see how it reached. Yeah, it was doing its job this morning, but then a little while later I tried it, nothing. So that's how quick come and went. But all right, Jack, I'm going to starve to death. I'm going to get me something to eat here. I heard you out there talking to Ohio. Thought I'd just say hello. We'll talk at you maybe later this evening. I'll be up a while and see what's going on. Have a good afternoon. It's WRZX 218. We're going to be listening after you.
Hi, Randall. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WCHR 566 WCU844. You got a copy? No copy on WSU844. WCHR 566 clear monitoring.
Copy, or are we just a dead zone?
WSJP 740, I got a clean copy for you. This is WSID 817 monitoring.
This is WSI 8305 817. Are you still out there monitoring? Okay, I'm not able to make contact with 817, so this is WSIH305, and I am clear.
WRXC731 radio check.
Could you repeat that again? Who needed their radio check, please?
WRXC731 radio check.
This is 712 with a radio check. WIUG48, copy. The station asking for a radio check. Come on back again. WIUG48. Well, I guess he doesn't want no radio checks no more. WIUG, 48, clear.
WSHR, 566 to WCU844. Are you out there, Sherman? No copy on WCU844. WSHR, 566, clear monitoring.
Thank you. WSU844. This is WSHR 566. You're a little popcorn-y, but I could understand you. I'm doing pretty good. I painted them doors on my shed today.
I copy that. So, the man will be happy when he comes back.
Did you say you want me to call you?
Negative. I said the man is coming back to look at it will be happy.
Yeah, I hope so. I put three coats on it, so. And I couldn't do my pool today because I didn't get the pool cover. It got delayed. It was supposed to be between 4 and 11, and it never showed up, so. I have to wait for that to come.
Yeah, roger that. Did you get it from Amazon or on the online store or with Hudge?
I got it from Amazon. I ordered all that last night before I left work. So the only thing that came was the leaf cover and the chemicals for it, but not the cover, so my brother didn't come over and help me today. I went to lunch with him though, but that's about it.
Cool.
Everybody's doing okay. Are you on your way home from work or are you out just out and about?
I'm on my way home from work, yeah. I had to stop to appear at, a restaurant to pick up some fish and chips, but Kelly didn't feel like cooking Don tonight, so. Well, I just got done picking that up, I'm not sure I'm home, maybe about, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So who was running the rig training today?
It's a county thing. It's all a bunch of different departments doing it.
Roger that. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of cars and trucks in the back parking lot, and then there was a red Ford utility truck trailer. So I don't know if that was a department or if that was a contractor.
What color was it?
Red.
Did repeat, Chairman? I didn't get it.
Red. It didn't look like any utility vehicle that you guys had.
I don't know. It might have been worn. It probably was Warren's.
Roger, roger. So did you have to do it?
No, they have a special team or something or whatever it was. It might have been through the firefighters training camp council or something. I don't know. But none of our guys were doing it, so I don't know. I didn't get home until last night till 11 o'clock.
Wow. You guys had a few more runs between 10 and 11?
Yeah, we had a pretty good motorcycle accident, and after that, we got back, and then we got a report of a structure fire right by station 3 there. House was filled up with smoke. Kitchen fire, and the guys went in, and It was real smoky, but it was on the stove. They hit it with a fire extinguisher, but I was the engineer, so I pulled the line off and stuff just in case, and they had to blow all the smoke out of it. And the sheriff deputy, when he got there, he had to get the lady out of the house, but other than that, it was a good outcome, so.
Roger that. Yeah, that run that you told me that Chesterfield had, that they rescued a guy, that made news. And I guess the guy's going to be okay.
Well, that's good, but I'll tell you what, they need more firefighters over there, I'll tell you that much. Their staff over there is real low, worse than probably us, way worse than us.
Chesterfield?
Yes, sir. Between the two stations, they have, I think, only two or three guys on shift.
Wow. Well, that's bad.
The only thing they go on are fires. They don't go on medicals no more, and they don't go on car accidents. Unless it's a pennant.
Wow, that's a shame. Are they hiring?
Not that I know of.
Well, that's pretty sad. They used to be, I don't know, they used to be a good department, weren't they?
Yes, sir.
Not too bad. So, you got anything planned for the weekend?
Not really, just church on Sunday. That's about it.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, we're probably go up to the cottage and start on Saturday and start packing stuff up for the season. And then I don't know when we're going to take the boat out, either Sunday or next Sunday. I'm not sure.
Yeah, copy that.
All right, buddy. I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to let you go, and maybe I'll shout at you later or give you a ring or text. So let's take care. Good talking to you, and we'll talk to you a little later. WFTU 844.
Copy that, Sherman. Have a good night. Tell Kelly we said hi, and yeah, maybe we'll talk to each other later on, or not today, maybe tomorrow. It was 5-6-6, clear mining.
Roger, Roger. Tell the girls you said hi. We'll talk at you later. WSCU 844, and we are clear.
it into the repeater. You're unreadable and not make it into the repeater there. WSBM 993. Roger that. I did copy Ohio, but still a lot of static and pretty much unreadable, but I did copy Ohio. WSBM 993, copy. I did not understand what you said there, sorry. I'm assuming or guessing you must be coming in off of the Detroit repeater is what I'm guessing. One of the Detroit repeaters is what I'm guessing you're coming in off of. Copy. I wasn't able to copy or understand any of that transmission there. Copy. Sorry there, sir. Still unable to make you out. I don't know if you're on a handheld or a base or you're on, but it is still unreadable, unfortunately. Copied again was Ohio there, WSBM 993. WSBM 993 monitoring. Yeah, station there out of Ohio, station out of Ohio, WSBM 993. You on a mobile or a handheld radio there, copy? I believe you said a mobile, is that correct? Yeah, all I could copy was the mobile. Is it hooked up as a base or is it in the vehicle there, WSBM copy? I think you said you had it hooked up as a base, is that correct? Copy that. I was just wondering, WSBM 993 will be clear.
Go ahead from Ohio. This is Mount Clemens, Michigan.
You got a lot of popcorn behind you. I could read you a little bit.
Thanks a lot, Mount Clemens. Yes, just testing in the receivers on a radio check. I kind of found you this afternoon. Scooping around, trying to get an antenna off this, let's see what we're going at here.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, just, hey, I was looking up, I talked to Sheboygan, this afternoon.
Yeah, copy that.
Here we go, Mount Clemens, still a little, frankly there.
You're gonna have to repeat it, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was just wondering if, a little crafty, I understand, is what you said before, I was looking at the
Yeah, you're breaking up, I can barely hear you, buddy.
Alright, bro, well, hey, we're over and out, Mount Clemens, just, trying to make the contact out.
Yeah, copy that. I'm only like maybe about 2 or 3 miles from the repeater, so.
Hey, well, appreciate you come back on that, and hey, we'll try you when this is a better
one. Yeah, copy that. This is WSHR566. Nice talking to you. Hope to talk to you again maybe in the morning when it's a little bit better to talk to.
Station out of Ohio, WSBM 993, copy.
This is WSJC 830 monitoring. Sorry, station, I wasn't able to hear you quite well. You're coming in kind of fuzzy. Coming in, still kind of fuzzy. Sorry I can't hear you. Hope to hear you sometime soon. You're not holding the repeater quite well. I heard Foxtrot from you, but the rest is all static. Over.
WSAL 946. Monitoring your frequency from Detroit repeaters.
Calling 946, this is WRZN 493, trying to reach through on the Von Clements repeater. Can you hear me?
Sure can, you're coming in strong. You know, I'm talking on the Detroit, but, you know, it's Von Clements is linked, so I don't know where you're talking. You're on 675, are you?
Yes, sir. I'm on 675 right now. I just got two new antennas. I was going to see if I can't test them, through the Mount Clemens repeater on some handhelds. Do you have a moment to see if you can confirm reception?
493, I sure do. Yeah, I'll go up to Mount Clemens, and I'll be standing by there for you.
Appreciate it. I'm mobile right now on my my main unit, but yeah, give me like a minute and a half, and we'll see what I can do.
Roger that. WSAL 946. Standing by.
Good evening, 946 WSBM 993.
Hey, 993, how's it going there, friend?
Well, going pretty good. Heard you in there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello to you. Hope all is going well your way. Sounding good out this way in Saginaw. Just figured I'd jump in and say hello to you. You take care and have yourself a good evening, and we'll definitely talk again sometime. WSBM 993, I'll be back monitoring.
Hey, 993, thanks for the... Thanks for the info. Sounded good in Saginaw. Sounds great. Yeah, yeah. Have yourself a good evening. WSAL 946.
WRZN 493 calling WSAL 946. Do you copy?
I copy real well, 493.
A little malfunction. I'm going to go through some settings and see if I can get my handhelds working. Still on mobile.
Well, take your time. I'll be here monitoring WSAL 946. WSFZ 793. Dave, you out there tonight?
WRZN 493 calling WSAL 946. How copy?
Hey, come on back.
Here. It doesn't look like the handhelds have enough punch to make it out to Mount Clemens from Warren here.
Well, switch it up to Detroit. You'll probably be good. 625. Is your program to go there?
Copy 625. What's the input tone?
Just give me a half a minute here, I'll tell you. It's the same standard tone, 141.3.
WRZN 493 calling WSAL 946. Copy.
Yeah, buddy, 493. I'm right here. 796. I'm sorry. 946.
946, yeah, still not getting enough punch through on this.
What kind of handhelds you got?
Unfortunately, it's one of those Bufang UV5RAWs.
Well, don't discredit them. They usually talk pretty dang good. 5AW, did you say?
UV5R, but it should have 8 watts output.
Yeah, okay. How'd you program them up? Did you use Chirp?
Not copy. I got too much echo on my my second band here. Can you say that again?
So how did you program the handheld? Did you use Chirp?
No, it was all manual.
You in wideband on the mode, on the FM, are you wideband or narrowband?
I believe it's wideband, but I believe actually the power is set kind of low. Give me one second. Let me see if I can't figure this out.
Yeah, Roger. I'll be here.
Yeah, still not able to punch through on the transmit, but I'm picking up very well.
That's unusual. Usually coming out of warrants, you can hit one or both of the repeaters or local repeaters here.
Say that again.
And usually with the handheld, you know, you're in warrants, you should be bouncing off the Detroit or and in Mount Clemens. Should be right out of warrant.
WSBI 847 WIUT 88, copy. One more time. WSBI 847 WIUT 88, copy.
WRZN 493 WSAL 946. I'll copy.
Double
Tower.
Double
Tower.
Double Tower. No copy, 488 WSAL 946.
Hello, Ron. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I think somebody doubled on us there a second ago. I'm good. Just thought I'd say hi. How you doing? And just kind of winding down here. Dyer's about to lose his ball game right now.
I just too. I'm laying down too, watching TV a little bit. Anyhow, if you're doing good, we're all doing good. Anyhow, take care, Rob. We'll talk in a little bit because trying to find out if Cleveland out there or not. But I guess it's not right now out there, so I'll try back later. Good talking to you too. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. You have a good evening. WSAL 946.
WRZN 493. Good to hear from you again, Jack. Talked to you a little bit earlier today, about 5:30-ish. WRZN 493.
493. Are you the one testing the radio?
Is affirmative, sir.
You should have no problem. You're doing it by hand. I'll tell you how to do it by hand. Go in the bottom first, the bottom part, and make sure you confirm that plus. A lot of time it does not do it. I have about 6-7 Bullfink radio, and they don't do it right away. You have to make sure that plus is confirmed. You gotta press that menu button again and make sure of that. All these repeaters, they're all 1PL, 141.3, like Rob said. But all these, 725, 550, 575, all of them, same PL. And if you have an antenna on the Bullfink, you have to have, you don't have to have, but what I have is Nagoya 771G. Roger.
Solid copy, sir. I believe my step was off a little bit. Yes, I just picked up a Nagoya 771 and a Nagoya 701G. I'm going to try it with the proper step and what we get.
So that antenna, the 771G, it has to say on antenna 462. Right on that antenna, it should say 462 in the bottom. And that is a good antenna for these repeaters. But the Goya 771 sure had no problem to get out, even inside the house. And I don't know if you know that, or maybe I told you that before. When you're inside the house, be by the window and hold your hand held straight. Roger.
Okay, 493.
Solid copy, Jack. Thank you. 493 here.
Just a quick little check. When you key the radio up, if you're on the plus, it should jump up 5 megahertz. Does it do that?
So I had it keyed in to 5 kilohertz. So I'm going to try it on 550 now to see if I can get a better signal.
No. That's not what we're talking about. You want a plus shift of, GMS is 5 megahertz. So, you're at 462, 625 when you're talking, you're going to be on 467, 625, 5 megahertz higher.
Solid copy. I got that on my my mobile. I'm just trying to get these Bullfinks working.
You got a Windows computer?
Yes, sir.
I'd buy a 340 cable that plugs right into the Bullfink and use Chirp. It's just so simple and easy, and manually programming one of these, I don't think I could do it.
I'm right with you, 946. I ended up getting Chirp going for my mobile here. I've got a, for my mobile, it's a BTEC, UV50X3, and it's working pretty good. That's how I'm reaching you right now. But I'm just trying to get these handhelds working so I can get my immediate family on my call sign.
Yeah, copy that. I just bought, when did I get them? I think I got them yesterday morning. A couple of more Bullfinks. They were, they're 5RHs. They're 8-watt radios. Well, actually, looking through my meter, they're pushing darn near 10. $20 for the pair with all the crap all that comes with them. What a bargain.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're a little bit weaker, but I sure can.
Yeah, it was the shift offset. I didn't have the shift offset set.
Yep, that's, you know, if you look at the screen, you know, while you're teeing up, well, I keep mine on frequency, so, yeah, it'll jump up 5 megs. And that same tone, that 1413, is going to work on Detroit. It's going to work on Mount Clemens. You want to get into Troy or that, I think they're different, but, you know, this is basically where you want to be.
I didn't know that we had a repeater in Troy.
Yeah, I get on my GRMS and it'll tell you where some of the repeaters are, the local ones, and their distance, you know. I've keyed in there, sorry to say, without talking, and I get a response big time back. Same with Centerline. Centerline, there's one in Centerline, same thing. It's, once again, it's a different tone.
So is 192.8, that 575 repeater in Troy, WIUD 0.8.
Hey Jack, I think I heard, I put my little AB20 on scan earlier this morning. I think I heard a couple fellas talking on Troy. I didn't get in there with them, but yeah, there's a little action.
Sure, we don't find too many people out there. That repeater is it's an old repeater, about 35 years old, so not too many use it, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to talk from one person to another person, it'd be nice to do that, but it cannot be too long. The people on that repeater is different from where we at.
How so? What do you mean different?
Well, I mean by different, you can't be talking all day. You can talk all, you know, between off and on, you know. That's all I know about it. I don't know nothing else about it. And that it would be an AT&T building in Troy.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. A little bit more old school, maybe, I guess you'd call it. I would call it.
You're right. When I first got in 2022, first you have to send them an email to be on the repeater. Otherwise, you cannot be on the repeater. What happened after the 22, the 675 jumped in, then they opened it up, said we cannot do it no more. But except you. You'll hear somebody out there.
So you're saying that the Mount Clemens repeater went up in 22?
Oh yeah, then 22.
Okay, well I've only been at this for a few months here, so I don't know that kind of info. That's good to know.
Oh yeah, what happened to me is I was, you know, I like to have a scanner. I used to have, you know, one of them radio check scanner. I scanned them at 22. I was listening to somebody from way up north, and I said, I don't know how you know. He said, you know what, a GMR has just opened up, and it's $35 a license. It used to be $70. So I said, oh, yeah, you know what, let me get in there and get on the GMR. And I found out it was no repeater except that Troy repeater. Then I sent in two emails, and I'll be honest with you, they sent two emails, but it's no coming back. So I just said, hell with it. So if Mount Clemens came up.
Yeah, copy there. Somebody's trying to overkey in there, but they're not making it. So I kicked her up to high so we can communicate a little bit. Yeah. I think that 493, you just had a little problem with the programming, it sounds like.
See, these both things, if you do it by hand, I do it first time. And every time I do it, I look at the, like you said, look at that screen. If it jumped to 7, you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. But the plus, the first, especially the top frequency, it would not go at all. Because it's a brand new. And you got to push that button really hard to make it, confirm. And when you confirm, you got to push that menu button really hard. That way it makes sure it's there. And that's what happened. That's why he's been having a little bit hard time with those golfing.
That's why I say you get the programming cable. Geez, they're only about $8. And as long as you got a Windows computer, I don't know on a Mac, but it made things a whole lot simpler for me. And once I understood what to put in there.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, you're right. Right away that chirp is a good program. And a lot of radios, different radios, three-quarter of them, they take the chirp program too. You have to know that too. You got to read all that stuff down there. Anyhow, Ralph, good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk again. I want to see if I can get a hold of that guy again, if you don't mind. WIAG for H.
All right, Jack, good talking to you, 488 WSAM 946. Well, give him a shout out. Go ahead.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIAG 488. Copy.
WSA 847. How are you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you? You sounding good?
Oh, yeah. Repeater's about half scale down this way. It's real strong. So, you're sounding real good, too. What are you running tonight?
I'm running the TYT medium. Medium power.
At 9600. Hey, okay. Yeah, sounds good. Real good, Jack. No. Anyway, yeah, sounds good down this way. So, good to hear you there. Hey, the Tigers are doing good. Hope they go a long way. Hope they do better than the old Guardians here. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, hope they do too. Really. They needed to anyhow. Anyhow, I was on 10 and I was on 20. 10 is nothing going on. 20 is a few people. The 40 is dead too. It's nothing, you don't hear nothing but a station. Roger?
Hey, Roger. Roger, yeah, it's been kind of up and down here. Hopefully 10 meters might get a little more active here as we get past the equinox here or something going on past summertime. Anyway, Jack, you have a good rest of the evening there. Good to hear you. Great signal. Great in the repeater. Of course, the repeater is doing all the work for us here. Like always, great system. You have a great evening. We'll talk again. WSAI 47 Cleveland. I'll be clear.
Hi, Dan. Good to hear you out there. Good talking to you. We'll talk again tomorrow. WIUG 48.
WRZN 493 calling WSAL 946. WSAL 946, are you out there?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Going pretty good. It looks like the 771 antenna's working pretty well, but the shorty, the 701G, is not working.
And the 701 is a 701G Nagoya?
Yes, that's correct.
Who makes the 771?
Both Nagoya. The 771 is actually like a 6-inch antenna compared to the pretty big 701. Or 771, excuse me.
This might sound silly, but is it a 771E or just a 771?
It is just the 771, yeah. So I guess Amazon duped me again.
Well, it sounded pretty good. You know, that's their dual band. So it'll go down to 2 meter, I think. But it's working well, you know.
How about now? Can you copy?
Someone in there asking for someone. You can come on back.
WRZN 493 testing the Nagoya 771 without a G.
All right, now I got you. Put the other one on. Let me hear you.
WRZN 493 calling WSAL 946.
They sound basically the same. If you just switched it up, they pretty much sound the same to me on my end.
Two different UV5R to AW.
You mind turning off the Roger beat, please?
The 493, did you catch that Roger beat thing?
Got it, working on it now.
Thank you.
Yeah, it gets a little annoying. I don't know. It doesn't bother me much, but you know, it does. But they claim it messes with the repeater. I don't know that, but yeah, you gotta shut that off.
493, is that better?
No, it's still there.
Apologies for the inconvenience.
No, it's not a prop. You'll get it right. So like I say, get a cable. And it's so much easier to deal with. You can, you know, it's like a big spreadsheet. You can see exactly what's going on.
Completely understand. Yeah, no, I got the cable, but ended up springing for the mobile. So I just sit out in my work van and do a little chit-chat here and there. I haven't really messed with my handhelds much. I actually gave two of them away.
Well, like I was saying, I just, I don't know if it was yesterday morning or it could have been Wednesday. I got two new dual bangs. They're GRMS, GM, I guess you can open them up to work the other fans, but I'm not going there, but according to my meter, they're putting out 10 watts. Can I try one of these to you? Can you give me a little check?
Please do.
493, you get a copy.
Yeah, I got a copy.
Yeah, how's it sounding? It's just the 771 that came with the radio. Got it programmed up. Doing okay, though, huh?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty solid. It's a little scratchy. I'd say about 4 out of 5, 3, 4 out of 5.
Okay, good. Sitting in the kitchen. So, you know, antenna straight up, but still it has its limitations. I'm glad to hear these are working. This one's working all right anyway. I got about a 2-pack.
Yeah, no, the bundle deals are actually quite phenomenal, if I say so myself.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You get two handhelds for $10 a piece with all the fixings. You know, it's amazing. Yeah, copy that. Well. You must have just switched over to something, because you got a little bit weak there.
Yeah, I just clicked over to the Detroit band. It's weird, because I get a better signal off of Detroit than Mount Clemens, but it seems like I get a better transmission off of Mount Clemens than I do Detroit.
Yeah. It's a strange thing. You know, I'll basically talk on Detroit, but the receive could be coming from that side. It always works pretty good.
You broke up a little bit right there.
I'm back to the base mobile here. This should be much better.
Yeah, significantly.
WSIL 946 for ID.
WRZN 493 for ID.
I think 493 Ralph is the personal over here. Ralph,
I've heard you a couple of times. My name is Blake.
Yeah, I just jotted that down on my little makeshift thing here. Well, it's been great talking, Blake. The band, it's been pretty quiet the last couple of days, but tonight, you know, I heard some Ohio guys in there. I heard Sheboygan Bob a little earlier than that. I didn't get back. I was just monitoring. But yeah, it just all depends when the sky is right.
So, I mean, I normally have my 50 watt going for my mobile. But Jack and I had a little conversation earlier. I'm going to start trying to run to that medium and try to not burn out my output too fast. But I'm running the Midland, and, I mean, I can normally get a good, I'd say, like 40 miles-ish from the A26. So hope to hear you again sometime in the future, sir.
You too, sir. 493 Blake, you have a good evening. I'm going to go clear after yours.
Ralph, you have a wonderful evening as well. Hope to hear from you again. WRZN 493, clear.
WRFX 966.
Node 710 connected to node 70.
Hello, 966. What up, Brian? 946.
WIUG 48.
Hello, Ralph. Hello, Jack. How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, we're all doing good. How about you?
Not bad over here.
I'm doing well. Took tomorrow off work, so I'll be at the breakfast. I got a few things I got to get done. It's my first night of Saturday bowling, every other Saturday anyways. So I got a few things I want to get done, so I took the day off.
That's nice. Hi, Brian. Talk to you a little bit. I got to go get some ice cream. Talk to you a little bit and see you tomorrow anyhow. WIUG 48.
Get some rocky road for me.
You milk the almond fudge? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe how warm and humid it is still. I would have thought it would have cooled off by now. Oh well, I guess this is our Indian summer. Means I gotta hurry up and get the pool cleaned up so I can close it.
Well, you running a heater in it? Because it's supposed to be good for the next couple of weeks.
I got a heater, but it's disconnected from the gas right now. Debating on whether I'm going to hook it up or close it up. Don't know just yet, but usually I get caught with my pants down, and it's the beginning of October, and it's not ready to get closed.
Yeah, copy that. I had a built-in pool a few years back, and that dang heater was always trouble for me. Spent a lot of money, stupid money on that thing. Warming that pool.
Well, I'm the only one that goes into it when it gets cooler. My wife, she likes it in the 80s. She likes it almost like bath water. I could probably keep her happier if I get rid of the pool and get a nice size jacuzzi.
Yeah, well, that's too hot to me, those jacuzzis. Plus, you know, people seem to get them, you know, they use the heck out of them for the first year, and then they just sit there, you know, and then they want to give them away, they want to get them out of there.
I don't know. The older I get, sometimes when I stand a long time at a church function or at work or something like that, the back starts getting achy. I kind of wish I had a jacuzzi so I could come home, relax, get the back to loosen up and whatnot, but I don't know. Not ready to give up my pool just yet.
Oh, no. So what is this breakfast that goes on? Where is it? It's at 12 and Jack told me about it. 12 and Van Dyke? Ryan? Where about?
The cozy cabin at 12 and DeQuinder.
Okay. How many fellas get in there, you know, from the radio side?
Well, it depends. We've had 20, 25 people, and we've had as few as 8, 12. It depends on what everybody else is doing.
Really? Really?
20, 25 people,
or even 8, you know?
It's
good times, good conversations, I suppose.
Well, you have people from Hazel Park Amateur Radio, and some of the people from the FBI network, and I started going when I was just GMRS, so, yeah. No, there's a wealth of, a plethora of information. And there are some very, very smart people that show up from time to time.
I'll bet. Well, I'm just GRMS right now. I'm thinking about doing a little studying getting some out of bands, but I don't know. Maybe winter comes up here, I'll have a bunch of extra time and get down to it. I'm not sure, though.
Was there a station out there breaking? Nope, guess not. Yeah, well, you know, back in my CB days, I knew one of the local hams, and my wife's mother's friend's husband was one of the local hams, and they tried to push me in it before I went in the Army, and then I got married, and I got too busy, and I dropped away from CB and everything, and then back COVID time, I signed up for my GMRS ticket, got that, and started playing around with the radio a little bit, and got the bug, so December 7th, last year, 2024, I got my ham ticket. Now, I just bought a radio, and I have a 10-meter radio in the garage. I'm thinking about taking the next step, so I got to start studying.
Well, copy that. Well, congratulations. You got through it. Somebody, I think it was Jack, told me he took him like 6 times to get back to the first ticket.
23. 23rd time was a charm.
Well, hey, it's all good, right?
Yeah, well, it's all what you set your mind to. It's not that difficult. Half of it can be memorized. The other half is common sense. So starting with the general, you get into a little bit more electrical and antenna theory and all that sort of stuff, so it becomes a little bit more challenging. And then the extra, the top of the line, it really gets into the electronics theory and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, you know, they give you progressively more permissions. Like right now, basically, you got a little bit of voice on 10-meter and then 2-meter, 70 centimeter, you know, all the upper bands, the repeater areas and everything like that we're open to. But, yeah, to get that 10-meter, 20-meter, all that sort of good stuff, the real low frequencies, you got to take the second step.
Yeah, I copy that. You know, I was in the CB 2 years ago, and I had an export, and I think it was to 10, 11, 12 meters. I'm not sure about that, but yeah, sideband. You can talk a long way on those quiet channels for sure.
Well, back in those days, I was a bad boy. I bought an HR2510, had it opened up so I could do the 11 meter on it, and that's how I got the in-between channels and all that sort of stuff to play around on, but no, I'm doing it by the book.
Well, that's the only way to be. There's really no other reason. I mean, you're going to talk to sensible people. You got to play by the rules. Copy.
Yeah, well, the old misconception that hams are grumpy old men isn't necessarily true. Believe me, the group at the Cozy Cabin, they're just willing to help you. You know, if you ask for help erecting an antenna, you'll usually get a couple volunteers to come by your house and help you set up your antenna or what have you. Any radio questions, they're willing to work with you on solving any problems you have. So, yeah, misconception about hams being grumpy old men is a fairy tale.
Well, I'm getting older, and I'm not too grumpy, but where do you get a neck, I guess? Where would I listen? Where would I listen in on something like that?
Well, there are nuts all over the place, and for all kinds of reasons. I could tell you, Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club. They have a pre-net roundtable on their 2-meter frequency, and it starts at 8 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock is the weekly Hazel Park Amateur Radio net, and there are several others. Now, I usually sit on one every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's through the East Coast Reflector, and I get on it through GM ARC, Amateur Radio Club's repeater on top of the Rent Center on the 440 frequencies. So just about any group has it. They sometimes have several. So you can look at EastCoastReflector.com, and it lists there. They've got the 20-meter net, the morning brew, the second cup, all that good stuff. They got youth group and all kinds of good stuff. So you can look around online for Lance Cruz, East, Utica, Sterling Heights, and all these other different groups, and they'll list what they authorize for nets on their frequencies.
So EastCoastReflector.com, I can find where and when these nets are going on and the frequencies. Copy?
Well, those are some of the bigger nets, East Coast Reflector, and they have people calling from all over the world on those. And then, you just have to look up Hazel Park Amateur Radio Group, Utica Sterling Heights Emergency, Lance Cruz Amateur Radio Club, and they'll list on their web pages when they have their local nets.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to look into it for sure. Thanks for the call.
Is that Brian?
It is. Is that Sean?
Uh-huh.
No way. Go away.
Was that?
Nope. You're hearing things. Just don't bother. This isn't the voice in your head.
Good Lord. It's like a family reunion. Hey, Brian, did you get a chance to play with your toys? Everything working?
I haven't done the R1500 because I'm waiting for the power supply on that. And the 857D is still in the box, shiny and new. I'm reading the manual right now.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up. I grabbed the 2500 and I looked at that power supply and I'm like, what the hell? So I got one on the way as well.
But I got two frequencies in the 880H, and I've talked on both of them. It seems to be working just fine. I bought a programming cable. It doesn't work, so I've got a better one coming. I hope that one works.
Well, I hope it does, too. So, Fred, what's got you slumming it?
I'm doing updates, so I was just making sure things, you know, did things when I fixed or rebooted things or restarted them.
Oh, yeah. Looks like about 40, 50 minutes ago.
Debian updates and ASL3 updates for the whole network. You get an update, and you get an update, you get an update. Everybody gets updates.
Yeah, one of these days we're going to have to do the other one.
Yeah, I know. I did all the Wises that I had, so those are done. Or I think I got two left I'm working on, but they're about done. So just sitting here working on that and my day job, doing updates for day job and waiting for the wife to get home from work.
Good Lord, I can't believe you burnt through all those boxes. All right, anyhow, heard Brian here. Hadn't heard him here in a while, so he and I just bought some equipment. So I'm going to touch base with him real quick. You making breakfast tomorrow, Brian?
Yes, I am. I will be there.
Oh, man, I want
all right, we'll I see you there. We can compare notes. I think you were talking to Dave. Dave, how you doing? I'm talking a bit. Oh, maybe I was wrong. All right, anyhow, everybody have fun. I'll be listening. WRU 850.
I want breakfast. Where's my breakfast? WRPA 678.
WSAL 946.
All right, Ralph, I'm going to go ahead and get on out of here. I got lots of radio stuff to play with. Like Sean said, I bought a couple things from a guy at work. So I've got actually radio sitting on top of a radio for the first time. Anyways, I will talk to you later, and enjoy this beautiful weather while we still got it going on.
Absolutely, sir. You have a great night. You have a great night. The breeze is blowing in my kitchen window. Feels fabulous. WSAL 946. I'm clear.
Well, I'm in the basement right now. That's where my shack is. So, all right. WRFX 966. I will be clear.
Okay, gentlemen, WSAL 946, standing by. It's 493 Blake. You in there? 493 Blake, WSAL 946. No copy, 493, WSAL 946, monitoring.
WSPH 380, monitoring.
380, you sounded kind of weak there, my friend, but I can copy you.
Copy that, I'm using UHT. Maybe I just use the M30 plus. I'm not calling my using the station.
I can definitely copy you. You're a little bit weak, though, my friend.
WSAD227. John 420. WSAD337, Ron Port Clinton. Anybody read?
I got you in there. Port Clinton, is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. Port Clinton, Ohio. We're just goofing around, seeing what we can find out there. I understand I'm hitting the Detroit repeater.
Yes, sir, I'm on the Detroit repeater. You're very legible. You know, a little static in there, but you're coming out of Ohio, but you're sounding pretty dang good.
Hey, sounds good there, sir. What the deal is, hey, I was goofing around with the handheld yesterday. I picked the stuff on up after laying it down for a couple of years, and I was on the handheld yesterday night, and I'm from Cleveland original, and so this Cleveland repeater, we got a new repeater back up there in Parma, Ohio. Hit it. And so here I am, now I was scanning around, and, that's it, figured I'd, try hitting this repeater.
Well, you're coming in fabulous. WSIL, 946 for ID. Yeah, you're sounding really good here.
Hey, really appreciate the comeback on that. And, hey, we're just running a little 20-watt mobile unit off of Jackery with a Yetfong antenna, GMRS antenna. But, I'll be goofing around a little bit with the handhelds, I figured, tomorrow.
Copy that, yeah. I just got a couple of new ones, super cheap on Amazon, and I'm gonna mess around with them tomorrow also. Copy.
Yeah, if I may ask, where am I talking to right now? Where are you at?
Well, I'm on the Detroit repeater, but I'm in Roosevelt.
You're going to have to excuse me. I'm not familiar with all the, what are you, a suburb of Detroit, or are you out a little bit?
If you know where Lake St. Clair is, I'd be the center of it, just west, of it, a little, 10 miles, 5 miles.
Well, are you a fisherman? How's the, is there a perch fight over there in Lake St. Clair?
Well, no, I don't fish anymore. I used to. I really wouldn't, come out of the Detroit River or, Lake St. Clair, the river. I don't know. The fish are just not healthy anymore.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that. Here we are. I come out of the, I'm over at the Portage River, and Route 2, basically, is my locale of where I'm coming from. And our perch bite's been a little weak here in Lake Erie.
What is it, Lake Erie flowing into Virginia River?
Please excuse me. Come back on that? I'm sorry, I didn't understand. What were you saying?
I said, is Lake Erie flowing through there? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm about 20 minutes to the cut, to the open water. And, I'm down on the Portage River, and here, like I said, it takes 20 minutes to a half hour through the no-wake zone to get out into the open water, right there, in front of the island.
Okay, copy that. I know right where you're at. I haven't fished in a couple of years. Are the perch coming in there?
I'm a casual fisherman, and I wait till the flight is on, but, my guys that are, pretty strong, they get out, and, it's not like they're, knocking them out.
Well, it's still early. Give it a couple more weeks, two, three weeks. Be slamming them. They'll be slamming them and bringing you bags full.
Hey, sir, here I am. I am in Port Clinton. I'm at camp, but I'm a Cleveland guy, and I'm going to tell you, the Labor Day weekend, traditionally, that's when it turned on really good.
Okay, so they're about done then, huh? Came early.
That's the way it has been in the past. But Cleveland had its little drought though first, but I understand they're coming on back. I don't know if it's even up here. My guys are saying that they think it's the net. So they're catching a big fish.
Well, I don't know. In Michigan, that's not legal. They may do their inquiries, but you can't keep fish in that like that.
Hey, please excuse me there. I had get out and catch the dog real quick. The little dog takes a little wander around. But hey, sir, very good to talk to you. I'm happy to make contact. Again, my name is Ron from Port Clinton, WSAV 337.
337, great talking. Damn, I want the fish now. Dang it. All right, good talking, buddy. WSAL 946. I'm clear.
Good deal, 946. And, hey, just to let you know, I spent a little time up there in Gaylord. And, hey, boy, I got a buddy up there, He's in the woods, a little east of Gaylord, and, there ain't nothing like being up in northern Michigan, especially right now. I've never shot the bear, but I've been up for the bear hunt, and I've been up for the dog training in August.
Come on, be honest, my friend. You're up there for the party, for the good times, aren't you?
You know what? Without a doubt, we had some good times up there. But boy, oh boy, those guys are up there they're true.
Well, I guess if you get into a situation, you're gonna have to lay it down, get drunk, and whatever's going on, copy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, hey, again, nice talking to you. And hey, and thanks for coming back to me. I'm happy I'm hitting that repeater up there. And, hey, it's programmed in.
Yes, sir. Well, they're linked together and they're doing a good job. Well, I love to throw out a thank you to the repeater owners, the operators, the maintenance people, the antenna people. Thank God we have them, because we have a better time here. Copy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give them a shout-out for me, and without a doubt, really appreciate having you do this. Thank you. And, well, hey, Ron Portland, thank you very much.
All right, 337 Ron, you have a good evening. Great talking. Thanks for talking to me. WSAL 946, I'm going to go clear after yours, sir.
WSAB 337, Ron Portland, over and out.
Radio check, please. WRPL 643.
WRBL 643, WSB 8380, Table Park, and that time's up.
He's trying again. I have my volume down. WRBL 436.
WRBL 436, I have a fine copy on you here in Table Park. WSB 8380.
Thank you. I'm in Westfield, New York.
Didn't copy your response, sir.
I'm in Westfield, New York. Just trying out this radio. Can't figure things out, really. You know, can you tell me where this repeater is?
Yes, sir. You're on the Detroit repeater, 0.625 in downtown Detroit, right around Campus Market. Did you say you're in New York?
Yes, I'm in New York, up by Lake Erie, 30 miles east of Erie, Pennsylvania.
And your call was WRBL. And I forgot the numbers.
436.
I didn't get the number, sir. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes. 436.
Copy 436. WRBL 436. Well, it's nice making your acquaintance, sir. You're the first person I've talked to in New York. I'm about 10 miles north of you, but there's a theater in downtown Detroit. So it's a little bird called Hazel Park.
Okay, thank you. This first contact, I guess I had trouble putting PL pins in or something.
What radio are you running?
It's a CD1000G.
Is that a 50 watt?
Yes, it can be.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm using a Radiotic CD20G through the Nagoya YouTube, I think, Magnum Mount Antenna. Sitting on the range in my kitchen.
Well, I don't know how far from the repeater I am, but I'm picking you off crystal clear.
Well, thank you, sir. It's very nice to make your acquaintance. You have a great evening, and I'm going to be on the side listening. This is WSDH-380, Hazel Park, Michigan.
Well, thank you for giving me a radio check. I appreciate that. We're going to be clear. WRPL-436.
WRPL-436. WIUG 48,
Rochester, Michigan. Station 380, WIUG 48, copy. Got a fine copy on you, Jack. WSTH 380 here in Hazel Park. That guy in New York was coming in loud and clear, man.
I was wondering how far he is from Buffalo, New York.
Well, I got his call sign, so I'm going to look him up and find out where he is. I know he said he was in New York. So when I get a little more time, I'm going to delve into that and see where exactly he is.
I already checked him out. He's in Westfield, New York. Zip code 14787.
Copy that.
Got another gentleman out there from Buffalo, New York. He usually comes in the morning.
Yeah, copy that. I heard a guy in Ohio earlier tonight.
Station 337 from Ohio, I heard him too. But the guy in New York, that's why I wanted to talk to him.
The one that you usually call in the evening, he's in Ohio, right? I forget the number.
30 miles away from Cleveland, 847. Very nice guy, too.
Yeah, I monitor a lot of the conversations. I just don't speak up too much. WSDH can use this site.
I know. That's a good way to do it sometimes, too. Anyhow, how you doing today? I haven't heard you out there a little bit.
Yeah, I'm holding my own here. I'm fooling around trying to get something downloaded on my computer so I can program this little radio I got.
You bought another radio, small radio?
Yeah, I got a two-pack of the Radiodity DM30 Plus. It's got DMRS, got GPS on it.